4:45 on Monday, March 20th for our working session. Just reviewing the agenda items, we do have an executive session scheduled for 11 for employee compensation, but you're also adding economic development on there and a potential real estate transaction as well. And then, Dawn, did you have some pending litigation as well to discuss?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I absolutely do.
So, we'll add that to the executive session.
Thank you.
As well. Do we know if John Leach is attending Harold? We haven't seen him in a couple of months.
I haven't heard
from
him.
There's a sheriff's car out front.
I'm sorry?
A lot of times the deputy will park out there. I haven't heard from him. I'll send him a text.
Yeah.
Just to remind you.
You know, I guess a question, too, regarding with the sheriff, you know, once they... Oh, they're going to transition their substation airport into the high control post. Do we want to keep them here in this building as well? Or, you know, it's in our contract.
It's in our contract that we provide an office for them. So
we have to negotiate.
I mean, do many residents come in and meet with the sheriff here?
Yes.
Yeah, we had this discussion a couple of meetings ago, and it was said by staff they liked having the sheriff here.
Okay.
So
I think it should be up for discussion.
To move them out?
Well, it's in the contract.
It's in the contract, but they might prefer to have them over there. It's something that I think we should at least ask because of the office space.
They prefer to have them...
State
Highway Patrol.
State Highway Patrol building.
Right. That's what I thought too, Trudy, and I got shot down immediately with staff saying,
Eric if he ever needed, you only asked Eric at that meeting if he'd liked having them here, and Eric says he likes having them here if he went to go.
That's not how I recall it, so we'll have to...
We can review it again then.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe we could have a conversation with Mike DeVars. What does he see going forward once they're into that building? I mean, could be 6 to 9 months down the road, time they actually acquire it, do any renovations,
right,
and things
right.
like that. Yeah.
And I think our space gets solved as soon as we fix the other side.
Yeah.
And so we will get an office for trustees.
I can have
my own file cabinet.
A year or two.
The cloud, Barbara. The cloud. You don't need a file cabinet.
Oh, what do you do with those zoning files? If I write on them, they're public record. Okay.
Scan them and store them.
Oh, is that what I should be doing?
You can do whatever way you want. You can scan them, but...
How long do I have to hold on to them?
I'd have to go look.
Look at their records retention.
On the policy act.
Yeah, I know. I looked at their records retention. I deleted...
I want to go through
2,000
that
emails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably some stuff in there we can get rid of, and then we can do another records retention meeting and we just have to list out what we're... Or do you even have to, if it's on there, you have to.
Yeah, what you're destroying.
What you get rid of, but you can't get rid of. You got to look by the schedule.
Yeah. I mean, like all the stuff I had from Alan Mike, so from 8-10 years ago, I deleted all of that for the policy.
Yeah.
I think I cleaned up a lot of emails.
Yeah, I'd like to do that too.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
And then I created folders, so like all my...
Yeah,
like
so it's easier.
Eric's reports in one folder, Kevin's reports in another folder, Harold's reports in another folder. Harold's corrective actions, all the folder that's, yeah.
How much time did you spend doing that? Just thinking.
It took a good...
I'll be retiring before I get that done.
3 or 4 hours?
Is that all?
Well, you know, it's surprising because just when you sort them by name,
can I ask
it's like, you know, the things that, and this is,
yeah.
you,
okay.
thanks. Respond all. Thank you. Delete those, but then save anything with attachments. Yeah. If there was no substantive knowledge in the information, just a thank you or, Jed notices and, meeting notifications, mm-hmm. things like that. Please confirm your attendance, all that kind of stuff. So, Harold, any other feedback from our meeting with the county engineer on Thursday?
Nope.
Wait, I guess I was surprised that Mike Stormer was kind of versus Mike. Was Mike Panucci on vacation?
I don't know. I didn't know Panucci wasn't going to be there. So I don't know where he was. No idea. And I don't know if he attended any of the other ones or not. Whether we were special.
I thought it went well.
Yeah.
It did. I apologize. I forgot to put Hilltop Lane on my list, but Doug reminded me, so maybe we'll get that moving.
I did have a conversation with Joey, and she got married, so her name, last name was not Sink Oiler anymore, but from the Lucas Soil and Water, and she's going to do some research on what might be available for roundabouts.
Oh.
As far as low maintenance, hardy, breakaway, I said.
Their logic about breakaway things makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And the fact that trees can't be big, huge trees because they would stop a car suddenly. But I wonder, they're now mounting them. If a car hits that, he's going to launch.
They're
going to
airborne.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Or they're going to hit the side and they're going to roll three or four times.
Well, even like the pine trees the pine trees at Albin and Salisbury, so in 4 to 5 years, they're going to be.
Yeah, I do not believe they were a variety that wouldn't be huge. Yeah. When he said that, I'm like, I don't think you plant those are white pines. They grow to an enormous size.
Yeah.
But are they dwarf white pines?
They're not white pines. I forget what they're called. But they're not white pines.
But they grow a foot a year.
But
they must be some dwarf variety.
They're supposed to stay small. And that's why they were adamant when we agreed to do that. They said you must use these trees because they don't want trees that get this big. They'll stay small.
But red buds don't, dogwoods don't, something that would be pretty.
But they don't the view like a
right. This would be on the outside to make it pretty.
Okay, gotcha.
So inside would be blocking the view with your dwarf white pines that aren't called that. And outside would be the pretty.
When I'm driving home tonight, I'll remember the name of those trees.
I know. That's how it works.
I mean, and I just thought his number, when I look what was originally planted at Albin and Salisbury, what's now planted at Stitt and Watergate Monclova, 5,000... They spent more than $5,000 on all those things, in my opinion. If one get them installed,
the jungle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they threw them away.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, when they said if we want to do something above and that, the first $5,000 is on them. But in my opinion, for what they did originally, I mean, some of those grasses are.
I thought you threw out the $5,000 number.
No, I asked him what their number would be included, and I thought that's what Mike said.
Budget.
I believe he did, yes.
Yeah. Anything up and beyond would be the township.
Anything beyond that, that'd be up to us.
Then they now ask us if we wanted to take over that roundabout at Sit and Water over because of the chaos and the way it looks?
He asked me about 3 weeks ago if I thought there would be any interest.
And you said no.
In its current configuration, I wouldn't be in favor of that. But if we were going to do something like Albin and Salisbury, dump rock. I told them they need to change the name of those rocks.
No, so it doesn't, they still look like that. They look exactly like what they're called.
I honestly do get compliments.
Good.
On it. And I don't know if it's just because what's there looks so much better than what was.
Yeah.
Or if people just really, really.
You're going from a zero to a five, so, oh yeah, it looks great, but it's the, when we're hoping for a seven or an eight, yeah.
It's a clean look. It's clean, maintenance-free look.
Reasonably maintenance-free, yes. We'll have to go in there and spray for weeds once in a while, but that's why we have a guy with a pesticide license.
But if we were to do anything, it's almost too late to do anything at Waterville Mine Clovens this year.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're any type of significant tree, I mean, I'm presuming you'd want to plant them in the fall when you have, they have a chance to take root versus us watering them all summer.
Right. You're probably right.
Has anybody mentioned to them about the mounding and the Dukes of Hazzard opportunity?
As soon as I left that meeting, I'm going, I just thought of those two things. You're going to either go airborne, somebody's going to rip the whole bottom of their car out if they hit it just right. They're going to be like, or they're going to hit a side and try to swerve. Then they're all over about three times and, well, two or three cars, and that's in the process. It didn't make sense.
Yeah, the mound doesn't make a lot of sense to me either. All the rest of it does.
Right.
The mound just doesn't compute in my head. I'm not an engineer.
They have to have studies on it.
All right. Any updates on the residential TIF?
I'm working on them. I have a holder.
Okay.
And TIFs.
Right, that's one of those
we have a
requirements.
That or no.
Okay, ETA.
They have to have a residential TIF in place to do that.
It
just needs to be on a checklist. I have no idea where that stands.
We've had a lot of
things
going on that kind of settled down. So I'm hoping that goes more quickly now. I went through a large stack of public records.
Lieutenant Leach said Sergeant Martinez will be attending the meeting this evening.
Okay.
Sergeant Martinez.
TIF public records?
No.
Oh, some other public records.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That there really wasn't anything found.
Kevin, just under your report, we I know you said the last meeting our interest income is like tenfold.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember what I didn't look at the budget, what we budgeted this year versus
I think I budgeted $500,000-$600,000 this year.
Oh, an interest income? $10 million times 4%, there's 40,000, right?
Yeah, we got more than that, so.
Yeah.
Don't have it on here. I'm going to say that. I'm looking for signatures, sorry.
That's handy.
What do we have at Star right now?
Helps you navigate around.
Yes. Shit. Now look what I did. There.
There. And it makes it smaller, but.
Yeah. Got it.
Just I have my bookmark on the side, so if I want to go to someone's.
Got it. Look how easy that's going to be. Off you! Yours is black, though. I like yours better. It's all right.
I mean, that's kind of unallocated income, isn't it?
I mean, it just goes
to general fund.
It gets spread between all the funds based upon their fund balance. So round numbers, interest income $50,000. I enter $50,000, and it just spits it out to every fund.
Okay.
Based on their fund balance. Historically, when it's a smaller amount, I just did it the way that I went for how it was done.
Right.
But, you know, we were getting $4,000 a month in interest. You know, and it wasn't a material number. And it was based upon the general fund got the majority, which it still does. But now it just is an automatic calculation that UAN does. So, and then I kept our money market open at Signature. Just, I have no idea what is wrong with the mail and the post office. We probably have 6 checks in the last 2 to 3 months that people say aren't getting. One was a large one. One was to staff get broken or...
Yeah, it was a big one.
So, I mean, we have positive pay. Right. So that one I actually did a stop payment on and a reissue. The other smaller one I don't want to do stop pays on, so I've been taking them off of our positive pay list then, because we have to reissue checks. And so then I'll get an exception if it finally comes filed.
Back through, yeah.
But it makes me feel like we're losing all your information's on there, so I'm keeping just enough money to pay bills in our checking account. The rest over in money market, and then majority in Star. So.
Yeah, we've had like just a fraud. It's a weekly occurrence.
Oh, yeah. So
that's electronic, though.
Well,
no.
We've had some situations with mail and not arriving.
No, I mean, that's what customers of mine are getting, checks stolen out of the mailboxes and checks.
Because then
washing.
They have your routing number and account number.
Yeah.
And then they can do fraud.
They go to OfficeMax and buy their own check printing software and they start printing checks.
Oh, my God. Why are you telling me this stuff?
Yeah, that's... Because
it's happening once a week. I'm clocking customer. What do you got to do? Positive pay or close and reopen. Close and reopen. I got 20 different ACHs and I got my new checks and everything else. And it's like,
so that's why we do.
What's the first option?
Positive pay.
So every check that we write here, I upload the check number and amount
and the name
to who it's going to, and then if it comes through different than that, it doesn't get paid.
You get an email notice saying this check doesn't match what you've submitted to the bank. You've got to go in and either
And the bank has computer software that does that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just you load a Excel spreadsheet of your check file out into
the bank.
Online banking, yeah. Okay. So the check number's in one, the date,
okay.
The dollar amount, the payee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't match, get a flag. Then you may have to go in and look at it. If it's fraud, you can disprove it.
Just bounce it, yeah. And since COVID, it's like the sky. And the other thing we're seeing, and this is customers are getting their email hacked, and they're monitoring email traffic. So we've had 2 customers who thought they're getting emails from vendors saying, hey, instead of paying us via check, why don't you ACH us the money to this, our bank and routing account. Here's our...
So don't do that.
We'll verify. Call them up and say, hey, I got this email from you. Is this your correct routing and account number?
You know, ACHs can be recalled within 48 hours with no excuse whatsoever because it's not federally. It's automatic clearinghouse. I had somebody 48 hours request their money back on wire, and I kind of called back and I said, why did you?
Wire.
I mean,
wire,
ACH,
yeah,
right.
ACH.
But,
wire
right,
is...
Right. A wire is it, but if it's automatic clearinghouse, which is a different wire, they can actually recall that within 48 hours.
Correct.
Even though on my one account it says no funds are to leave this account, it's incoming only, they still took it and then Uber, because it's a zero balance, so they still recalled it 48 hours later. Before 48 hours, and they got their money back.
And hurt your bottom line.
But in this case, the customer paid them over a month, all these different invoices, and the customer says, hey, you're past due. I'm like, now we've paid you. Here. And it's like, that's not our information. So they call the bank and say, what can we do? We say, call your insurance company. You got robbed with a keyboard instead of a gun. And it just, it's a nightmare right now. It's just like, yeah.
With Huntington, if I wire something and they don't recognize it, they give me a code number and everything, and they call me and I have to enter codes in showing that it is actually me sending a wire out.
And all of our wires, we call 100%. We call back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wires are scary now. Every time I go, it's like they're like, "Are you sure? Or did you verify?" I'm like, "Yeah, yes." But now you're scaring me. You know, you can't get this money back if it's in the wrong place. I'm like, "Okay, I'll call again."
Okay.
Sure, it's worked. Like,
got a text from Lieutenant Leach. She said there was a complaint about juveniles over the weekend. Ding dong ditching on Red Leaf.
Crimson Hollow, I saw that
they
online.
They located the vehicles, the in juveniles, and parents were contacted and came and retrieved their kids. But other than that, Oney said that the fire department did an outstanding job rescuing the lady from the pond in Blackstone, and she is recovering.
Wow. So, that's amazing.
It is.
Half an hour in the water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I asked him about the radar trailer, and he hasn't answered me yet. So.
Okay. Yeah, 30 minutes in the water. Wow. Cold water.
It's cold. Oh. I think that's the key.
Harold, has Doug going to give us any updates on parks tonight, or is he still just research?
I'm not sure if he has any new information or not.
Okay.
I did go to, I didn't go to Perrysburg. I went to Costco. I was driving by and I saw the shade things you were talking about there in that park near the YMCA.
Right.
So, and I do believe that was something Doug was looking into, so.
And the building updates here, are you able to?
Kevin talked to, Oregon Fire Department and got the name of the architect. They were very happy with them. They're from Columbus, but they have a local guy that was taking care of the on-site stuff, a guy that used to work at Buehr. So,
yeah, I gave him the information. I met him down in Columbus.
They work in conjunction with Buehr, and he's set up a meeting, I believe, next week. So in the meantime, Oregon invited us to come take a look at theirs if we wanted to go see what they did over there.
Well, they built a new station, wasn't it?
I'm not
or
sure.
Or an addition?
I'm not sure what all they had done. It was a bigger project than what we're talking about. But
yeah. Have we thought, and maybe just talking out loud here, what this room might look like if they need to do, you know, 18 months from now, we have this renovated down here, whatever configuration it looks like, but what from a setup takedown for training versus meeting room. Just planning a seat, something to think about if we need.
Sure.
Right, we go to the Perrysburg Township facility, and they just have small tables in front of all the chairs, right? So you can put a notebook down, you can take notes of somebody standing up front talking.
And you just need to move the whiteboard and then take somewhere.
Right.
Or have a purple whiteboard.
Or use the TVs and
TV.
Yeah.
Virtual one, right.
And it doesn't have to be a full width table. These are
Our tables we have already. The two that sit in front.
Are full width.
These would be narrower.
So you can still hold a lot of people. Your table isn't taking up so much room. Just enough to put a notebook down and, in our case, a sandwich.
Sandwich.
When do we have sandwiches?
We do the cloud meetings and they bring Panera in.
For what?
The cloud meetings.
Oh.
But I think it's pretty simple. But you're right. Like around the perimeter, they might have things that... And they make such interesting products now
mm-hmm.
that... You can close it up and open and it will take some money, but...
Menards has the smaller tables like this that you can buy that are 6 foot that they fold up in half.
Yeah. Or we could permanent, and our people that come to the meeting on Mondays could enjoy taking notes or a sandwich.
Or a sandwich.
Come eat dinner with them.
Or a sandwich.
And I'm already hungry for dinner, and they're going to be eating now.
Oh, and I learned something about the sewer project today. The folks at the community center have been talking to the sanitary engineer's office about, you know, what's going to be involved for them to tap into the sewer. And I saw an email today from Nate Inkrot. The sewer is going to extend 700 feet down Los Road. Yep, 700 feet. They put a stub.
Right to the creek.
And
just so creek on that end, yeah.
The septic tank at the community center is right there next to Los Road. So it'll be an easy tap for them, very easy tap. They won't. It's not like they have to go all the way.
How many houses are there? Four. Two on each side.
So we'll take the two community houses.
I think there's only three.
The two community houses that they own then would be, they'd have to have two houses tapped in. Also, the two houses they own.
I would guess. Yes.
They're the first two houses right at Loss.
Right.
So not only the community center. Lowe's. I'm sorry.
Lowe's.
Lowe's Road.
Somebody's last name. That's.
Yeah.
So they would have to tap those two houses in also.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I knew that there was going to be a stub, so they could go down Lowe's, but I didn't realize the stub was going to be 700 feet long.
So it would just make a little Y out of it, or?
I guess, yeah.
And that'll be included?
Mm-hmm.
In the bid?
That's how it's being designed.
And then I need the creek for us for this filling.
Mm-hmm. Under or over one of the other. I can't imagine them going under because my understanding is that's all rock down there, so they'll probably have to go over, run a line along the edge of the bridge or something in a pump station.
Well, I think going back, talking about the sewer has me going back to the roundabouts. Because there are three more besides Holloway and Salisbury. So it would be good to have a master plan sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to use dump rock and dwarf white pines in each of them, which at least would provide consistency. Maybe we can add those dogwoods or redbuds or something pretty to all of them. Something that's outside the white pines.
Willard houses?
The dwarf white pines. I would look up breakaway art. I mean, that was a great idea. Art of styrofoam, like that would be tons of fun. I don't know that we want to maintain anything or that we have staff to do a lot of.
No, I mean, I'm just thinking like, you know, three or four bluebird houses, just
right, or painted, you know, something, totems, or right. You showed some good examples before, but I know trees would be nice. Mm-hmm.
Don't want to steal his thunder, but Doug Holland knows somebody that has the technology, you know, where they can laser cut a steel plate, and he's looking at some ideas for a sign.
Breakaway, welcome to Monclova.
Right, it would be on breakaway posts.
And why couldn't it be in every cul-de-sac we have?
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking like the
or
breakaway.
Monclova Township in every cul-de-sac. It's not a cul-de-sac.
Maumee used to have those granite signs up on posts that said, welcome to Maumee.
Right.
I mean, those were, I quote them a breakaway, and I don't know how long they were, but I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to something like that. I don't know what the cost of a 4 foot granite, it just says Monclova.
Right.
Township or just Monclova.
And we put two red buds on either side of it, and then we don't have to do it on every. I can be realistic. We can do it just one place.
The Holloway and Salisbury, I think, would be optimal.
Yeah. that we should do way up, but we can do it. I would love a standard plan, and then we just know what we're doing. And here, this is in people's front yards, too, so...
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, well...
Don't tell Doug I told you.
I'll be like, oh, wow! I'm surprised!
Gavin, did you have any additions or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Any surprises or an inventory or anything? It's all completed, right? Yeah.
So we are talking about an executive session, employee reviews.
Well, just the
compensation.
Part-time fire department compensation. We have some just economic development update dates.
Right.
We have a potential real estate transaction, and we have an update on some pending litigation.
Okay. We need, you know, that we're starting the second quarter in April, and we'd really like to make that the traditional.
Yeah, April 7th is when the part-time fire raises were done last year.
Right, and we'd like, Trudy and I discussed this, now it's three meetings ago or something, that be our annual
target.
Yeah, so we might just sit down with people, we'll talk about the year in review, and Harold handed us his stuff. Did you hand it to us?
Yeah. He emailed it to us.
You emailed it to us.
I mean, and Ken, help us out.
I we can't have remember. Duty.
I mean, if we want to give Doug a review after 2 months.
Sorry.
Okay.
It felt like dust.
You need sounded me to like make a small chihuahua dog. Like when they...
We need a copy.
No, we said he emailed it.
Okay. And now if you want a hard copy, you can make a copy.
No, I'll take care of it. So, there's get on our agenda. So
no, that's fine. I think that's a good goal, you know, by April 1st that we have.
Right. So in March, we would normally be doing conversations.
Right.
This is a little bit different.
So it just maybe wouldn't hurt to start end of November, mid-December.
Right. Let's make sure we're on. I was hoping we would do several conversations over the course of the year related to the goals we establish each year. So
can put a mid-year review.
Yes, exactly.
August or September or September.
Yeah.
Or made a touch base.
But we might want to get that on the agenda for next meeting.
Okay. So if we said this first meeting is September or second meeting? That's second meeting is September. Mid-year review.
Yep. Right, so Harold gave us a list of what he's accomplished, and he added maybe goals for next year.
Yeah. And then we have it from Kevin, and Kevin did it for Matt as well.
Okay.
And I guess I know we did a salary adjustment for Harold with his new role back. When was that, October?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
We can discuss if...
Well, we can do that in executive session, maybe come up with a plan. Yeah.
Or, I mean, if we want to discuss a performance increase on top of that, if we so choose.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I think we're done.
19. All right.
We got to just say that.
Driving you nuts.